Welcome back to the Blue Hour. It is Monday, November 20th, and we are 3 days into a lot of interesting things happening around OpenAI and Microsoft. And that's basically all we're going to talk about today, because Charlie and I haven't gotten to touch base since Friday, and things have been bonkers.
I know. I'm like writing this thing about what is ChatGPT, and I had an idea last night as I went to that. I was like, oh, okay. I just like, because there's a lot of uncertainty right now. I was like, oh, okay, I'll just end this as part one with, and then Sam Altman quit. Or no, I'm sorry. And then Sam Altman was fired. And it's like, what a great cliffhanger. But it's literally what happened. He was fired on Friday at like closing bell at 4:30 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah. We should give a breakdown if somebody's listening to this and they didn't pay attention, which I assume most people like aren't tuned in, who aren't in on the Varian side. So how would you break down what the events from Friday to today, which is Monday?
Yeah. So 2 weeks ago was dev day on Monday. So 2 weeks ago today went well. People were excited about it. They had to pause signups for Plus, but everything seemed exciting and developers seemed stoked. Microsoft, which we spoke about last week, had their conference, which went well. Copilot was rolled out. Interesting, really cool. Still very much a shareholder in OpenAI's LLC. They own 49%. All that's good. And it seemed very out of the blue on Friday afternoon that Sam Altman was let go as CEO as a result of him. A very cryptic letter or blog post was written by the board. Four names were mentioned, including Ilya, and Ilya is one of the lead engineers, CTO, or no, I guess Miro is technically CTO. I don't know his technical title.
I think he's chief technologist or chief scientist.
Okay, and he's really active. I'm doing something else. I'm writing about the history of large language models and machine learning and artificial intelligence in general, and he's been around. Elon Musk wrote a tweet about him saying that his judgment is good and he really thinks that something catastrophic or crazy must have happened in order for him to make this decision. Because the people are kind of attributing this decision to let Sam go from the board, of which Ilya is a part, attributed somewhat to Ilya. The other people are kind of like, they have 3,000 followers on Twitter, relatively small in terms of like Ilya, who is like, 300,000 or something. I don't really know. He's not as many as Sam, but Sam's been the figurehead. And for this figurehead to be cut off inexplicably is kind of odd, to say the least. And then,
so for reference, it's like they at like probably what 3 or 4 o'clock Eastern time, they came out with this post saying that they had parted ways with CEO of the board, Sam Altman, and they had demoted one of the co-founders. And I don't remember, I think he was, I don't know exactly his title, but Greg Brockman was kicked off as the director of the board and demoted. Shortly thereafter, Brockman wrote on Twitter, he's like, I quit. Like, I'm done. Like, don't agree with this. So they basically ousted two of the co-founders at the same time.
And Greg has a very interesting, or no, no, Sam had written something just as a quick aside. Sam was asked, I don't know how long ago, sort of like his ideal co-founder. And he mentioned Greg as like an extremely loyal, extremely thoughtful. He replies to emails always within 15 minutes, like a real exceptional co-founder to have, which was interesting to read about. I didn't read about it at the time, but people have since surfaced that I've since read through. And so Greg leaving in solidarity with Sam, I think it speaks to that it's a really solid example of that.
Yeah, exactly. So like, two very important people to the fabric of OpenAI gone in an afternoon. And people were like very interested in why. It hasn't been confirmed why. It's mostly conjecture. Some people think there's potentially a big breakthrough getting them close to AGI and the board didn't trust Sam. Other people think it was that he was trying to commercialize more than the board wanted. Yeah. Other people think there's only like five people on the board. And some of them are external people. People are contributing it to that. It's not really known. So most of it's conjecture. But what we do know is the next day, basically, OpenAI employees started saying they were going to leave if they didn't bring back Sam Altman. And it sounds like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella got involved as well, since they've made such a big investment about getting the board together for talks. And did you see the picture of when Sam Altman went to OpenAI? Was that on Saturday or Sunday?
Yes, pass.
Yeah. I think that was Sunday, right?
I thought it was too. I don't know for sure. I thought it was yesterday. Yeah, I thought it was yesterday, Sunday.
Yeah. So there were some sort of talks happening on Saturday, and the news quickly changed. And people were putting out news reports that Sam Altman was in talks to come back as the CEO of the board, which is crazy, like less than 24 hours. So there's like a huge amount of outrage. And I think mostly related to the fact that people didn't have context on what was happening. It seemed like a not well thought out move, and it wasn't communicated. The reason for it wasn't really communicated to anybody, including what seems like.
They claimed that he was being misleading or sort of like had lied.
Yeah.
But they were unclear about what the lie was. And then since Ilya's come out and said he wholly regrets having brought this to light. And it's like, what are you talking about?
I know. So it's the Ilya tweet's crazy because most people, like the Twitter back and forth was blaming kind of Ilya for ousting Sam. And then I actually have it pulled up. The tweet is from
this morning,
and it's Ilya. It says, "I deeply regret my participation in the board's actions. I never intended to harm OpenAI. I love everything we've built together, and I will do everything I can to reunite the company." And Sam Altman quote tweeted it. So there's this weird thing. I have a list of OpenAI employees' Twitter accounts, and I can go to the list and scroll through. And Sam Altman posted, "I love OpenAI employees so much." And they all, like hundreds of OpenAI employees, were quote tweeting it with just a single heart. And I saw something that said that was people saying, if you're willing to leave the company, quote tweet it with a heart, which is a weird way to go about it. But it was basically a huge outpouring of people showing that they were supporting Sam and would leave the company if he wasn't brought back.
And there are only 700 employees, and like almost 600 of them has signed a petition to either leave the company or get him back, like an ultimatum. And that's the vast majority of the company.
Like 90%. That happened. That started last night. Apparently between like starting at like 1 a.m., they started signing this thing. And by this morning, over 700 employees out of 770 have signed saying that they're going to leave if he's not brought back and if the board isn't all fired.
Yeah. Which is gnarly. What? Okay. How do you make it's the fact that people don't. I'm shocked by the lack of coordination.
Yeah. We haven't even got to one of the juiciest parts yet. Last night at like midnight or 12:30 my time, which would be like 2 a.m. Eastern time, Satya Nadella tweeted out that he supported the board at OpenAI and their partnership, but also they had hired Sam and Greg to lead the new AI research division at Microsoft and the people that they're bringing. So basically made it so that Sam and Greg will come and work on AI at Microsoft along with anybody who defects from OpenAI, which is crazy. Sam also tweeted something today, like, me and Satya have like we want to keep OpenAI intact. Fuck, shit's just falling apart. That's wild.
I know, dude. Seriously, it doesn't make any sense. It's really confusing. And there's so many opinions, so many really, I don't know how, there's so many employees at OpenAI who are tweeting, and it's hard to know. It seems as though this happened very spur of the, like, I heard a report earlier that Satya found out a minute before the announcement went out, and he's at Microsoft, so he wouldn't necessarily know because he's not internal. But it seems as though no one internally knew either, really.
No.
And so then why would you do, like, I mean... So they didn't know. So this is all happening very, it seems emotionally. It's hard to tell why.
Yeah.
The one thing is like, oh, Sam's like doing something crazy, but it doesn't seem as though and nothing's come to light. Like nothing 2 days later, 3 day news cycle, like this news cycle doesn't stop. So it's been 3 days and it's not like some crazy thing happened that everyone's not talking about. Everyone's talking about how this is a mistake because Sam's the man.
Yeah. Also, one of my favorite like posts I saw was Andre Karpathy, who's like one of the leads at OpenAI. He came from directing AI at Tesla. And let me see if I can find it. Somebody was like, Carpathy's silence is
telling. Yeah.
And he basically was like, I don't have anything to add. I just don't have anything too remarkable to add right now. I like and respect Sam, and I think so does the majority of OpenAI. The board had a chance to explain their drastic actions, and they did not take it. So there's nothing to go on except exactly what it looks like, which means that even some of the higher ups at OpenAI didn't have any insight. They didn't explain why they did it to their employees, which is wild.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
It's almost as though they really don't understand how large their impact is, which seems naive. It's hard to believe that that's the case. Like, how do you how do you live in that much of a bubble where you're not watching Dev Day and looking at the number of people watching these videos? Because the numbers are public on YouTube. You can see the number of people who are watching it.
Yeah.
And it's in the millions. You can see the number of people who follow Sam on Twitter. You can see the number of people who are actually getting impressed with these things on Twitter. It's 10 million on some of these things that he's posting. That photo of him with the guest mask got 10 million plus views as of last night. I don't even know what it's at today, but it's like the idea that you would be sort of, this would happen in the shadows and no one would notice. It's impossible for me to believe, but it seems like that's what they thought, which is shocking.
Yeah. Also, it definitely feels like they're in a bubble because without any explanation, they got like a crazy amount of backlash just on the fact of the decision. And it just leaves so many, like, people love to believe the craziest outcome, which is like OpenAI has achieved something that's so scary that they had
Let's talk about what you think it could be. Because like there were, when I immediately saw this on Friday, I like spent a couple hours reading into it and there's like, Sam Altman's sister seems like she's a psychopath but she's been writing about how he abused her.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, is this actually true? But it's like super weird and very, very weird dark corner of the internet style stuff where it's like, this is hard to believe
because
he's been in the public eye for so long.
I briefly read about that on Friday. And then I looked into some of the claims and part of it was them trying to get her to take antipsychotic meds. And I was like, oh, she probably has, some sort of disorder where, you know, she is prone to go kind of wild.
No offense to her at all. I'm just saying, like, when I read it and I looked at her timeline, I was like, she might be a little cuckoo. I don't know if
there's really give much energy towards that. That would be a wild thing to be.
So we can throw that one out at least for now until something actually evidence based comes to light.
Yeah. Let's talk about the AGI thing because,
that one seemed interesting.
That 2 weeks ago, Sam was in an interview where he said, you know, he regularly gets to be in the room where the veil's pulled back on what people think is possible. And he saw it again 2 weeks ago, which is something that they haven't put out. But also, that's when Dev Day was 2 weeks ago. So was he talking more about people being excited about Dev Day, or was he talking about some sort of new capability that OpenAI has? Like, really, without them giving us information, people will just go to conclusions, which the most exciting one is to be like, they made some huge breakthrough with some sort of AI that can train itself and, you know, has super intelligence, at least in one way without any human interaction, which I'm less likely to believe until I see it, you know?
Yeah. That to me seems like the most likely, only because Ilya, I've been doing a lot of research on him, and I really honestly thought that he was, I still do, I have no reason not to. Maybe that's not so true, because this seems very rash, and then his tweet today was like, who the fuck wrote this? Like, either you are in or you're not in, and you seem to be towing the line and like confusing everybody. But one thing that he really says that Sam doesn't seem to say as much unless he's in front of Congress, in which case his tone changes a little bit. But Ilya really talks about how scared he is of AGI and how important it is that we're very, very careful with that tech. And so when I saw that Ilya was a part of the folks who got rid of Sam, I was like, fuck, they found it. Like, they have it. And Sam lied about it because he wants to bring this commercially available to the people and just let it into the wild. I was like, what? But Sam's not reckless. Like, he's got such a reputation. I don't know. But in Ilya's... Ilya has definitely spoken about how if you actually let AGI run wild without proper training, and it would just pretty much create a matrix scenario where people are like, really, it's just like there would be solar panels everywhere to harness the energy of the earth or of the sun. And then ultimately humans are completely second class to everything that's in the best interest of AGI, which I understand like fundamentally from a science fiction perspective, because I like those sorts of movies a lot and reading those sorts of books a lot. But ultimately, it seems so unrealistic to me after watching and reading and trying to write this paper on the history of it. There are so many really smart people who agree that that's a concern, but don't think that we're there yet, who were founders in this company. It's not like there were just two founders. There are a lot of people who started this company together like 8 years ago. And I don't know. It to me, he seems almost like a doom and gloom. I don't know. I'm not sure.
It's careful. Yeah.
And I don't mean that as a general, but like,
yeah. So there's two terms that people use kind of in the community, which is like accelerationists, who are like, we should speed up the progress of AI as much as we can. And then decelerationists, which are more on the side of, we should go slower and be more careful with how we build this, so we understand it every along the way. And some people are claiming that the people on the board who voted him out are decelerationists, and, you know, Sam and Greg are the opposite, which could be true. Also, I think there's a lot of assumptions that Ilya was one of the main drivers of getting him booted. There's really not information for that. He might have been, you know, ambivalent and listened. There was three other people that could have been making cases, you know. There's another interesting thing I read, which was some people thought that because Microsoft a week and a half ago like cut off access to ChatGPT for all their employees. Some people are thinking with the new updates that came out on Dev Day, there was a big leak and Sam wasn't fully honest with the board about it. And that's why they kicked him. Like, he was hiding information. I find that to be somewhat hard to believe that he was hiding it from him, but possible that some sort of way that the model could have been used, they wouldn't have been happy about. Like, if there was something, they pushed it out faster than maybe they thought they should have. And there were some consequences that made them have to pull stuff back. I don't know.
Did you read that the Atlantic came out with somebody today? It was called Inside the Chaos at OpenAI. Did you see that?
No.
It's pretty interesting. Like, it talks about, it was updated. Yeah. Today. Yeah. It came out this morning at 8:15. I don't know if that's what it says. It was most recently updated, but it was talking about how there was a riff within the company when ChatGPT rolled out, because it was so quickly adopted that they had to take resources from the security team and put them onto a different team that was more of a consumer facing side. So it was already short staffed, and then ultimately resources were pulled away in terms of the people. And then that caused a rift between the people who are really, really concentrated in AGI, which is in the mission of the organization we've spoken about. But they stopped working on that and stopped focusing on that in order to focus on the consumer side of things, which then ultimately, like, there's a lot of developers and people are building on top of that, us included, right? And so it's like fascinating. Like, there is, like, the article sort of is very long, and like it what it really sort of like paints a picture of is that there's an internally a riff, and this is it coming to an head. And so it's like ultimately coming here. But then when I see them going to Microsoft, that's one of the most surprising things to me, is I really didn't see that coming, because Microsoft, I think of as being like, I mean, everybody loves to make fun of Microsoft Teams. Also make fun of Clippy, that little paperclip thing that was like supposed to be helpful, that would never was when we were kids. And Microsoft is able to go from like being this like super lame Bill Gates company where guys are like dancing on stage as if they're robots, like talking about Microsoft and Windows 95, to like being like the kind of like the badass NVIDIA founders who like wear leather jackets all the time. I don't know. It's a very, I don't know what the right thing is. That was so surprising to me. I was like, wow, this guy, this new CEO of Microsoft is really fucking killing it. Like, there's a winner in this game. It seems to be him.
Yeah.
Because he's able to rebrand Microsoft into a way that, like, I don't even know how, I don't know how history will remember this, but.
Yeah. I mean, they've positioned themselves so well with OpenAI, and also they're including other models in their stack that you can build with directly in there. They have Azure services, which is their cloud services, similar to Google Cloud. And they've really, this year, gone all in on one infrastructure for AI, but also creating the infrastructure to build in the cloud and build AI apps and services, and then bringing on, waiting until the perfect moment, and then basically getting, a lot of people are framing it as like basically acquihiring, like acquisition hiring the entire OpenAI staff for almost free, like, which is crazy. And just being in the right place at the right time and being willing to like put so much money in front of them is setting Microsoft. Like if, I mean, it's to be determined once we get off this call, like things could have changed. Like exactly. They could announce Sam's going back to OpenAI, which it seems like all the employees there want. And if he doesn't, a lot of people are leaving and walking out.
But then again, he just wrote this tweet like 2 hours ago that said pretty much like, I love everyone at OpenAI and we're still very closely tied together as an organization, you know, which is like clearly trying to mitigate the risk of people all fleeing. I think that's the way I read it, was like, he's trying to make it such that people don't just sprint away from it.
Yeah. But it seems like over 790 to 95% of the employees have already said they are going to leave if they don't bring them back, which is like, will they? You know, maybe it's all talk. But also it could be tweeting that as like, you know, scaring OpenAI a little bit more to make actions. It's so juicy. It's the hottest nerd AI gossip I've ever
encountered. I know. I'm on a stand up this morning at like 9. And for a very random niche food brand, and one of the girls is like, oh yeah, I can't get enough of this drama with OpenAI, and everyone's blank faces on the call. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe she just said that. And I also immediately slacked her and I was like, I can't believe it either. Are you fucking kidding me? It turns out she doesn't know anything about this industry, but she just like knows about it from Twitter.
Yeah.
And she said she can't get enough. Yeah. So he said, so his most recent, which was 2 hours ago, is Satya, and my top priority remains to ensure OpenAI continues to thrive. We are committed to fully providing continuity of operations to our partners and customers. The OpenAI/Microsoft partnership makes this very doable.
Yeah. So wild. Also, important under there is Logan, who has been like the lead of developer relations at OpenAI. Said we're going to do right by developers. He tweeted out, you know, despite uncertainty, our commitment remains. And, you know, their APIs and ChatGPT have been up over the weekend. Like nothing's fallen apart yet. Crazy. Unnecessarily crazy.
I know, dude. It's like, when these sorts of things happen and it seems so disorganized, it makes me really wonder how it could be actually this disorganized. And it makes me wonder if there is something going on that they're making it seem as though this disorganization to just sort of like use that as an excuse.
Yeah.
Because it's very hard for me to believe when I read about these people and I start to admire them more and I realize how complicated of thinkers they are and how truly intelligent some of these people are in this room. It's so hard for me to believe that this ambiguity and craziness and chaos and entropy is able to happen with those. I don't know. It just seems so unlikely to me.
I feel like this is a lesson we've learned time and time again, where we expect people to be one, more mature and more well thought out and better with other people than they actually are. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if this was just a breakdown in human communication and an internal like pissing match or kind of fight between some members and Sam and Craig. And it turns out they wanted to kick him out because they thought he wasn't the best representative of what their vision was. And it had been brewing for almost a year now with ChatGPT. Like with your resources conversation earlier, they had to shut down Plus subscriptions and they had such like degraded service last week. And I think mainly because of their launch of all their new things on Dev Day. Their GPTs, which is like a consumer product where people can build, they're going to build a store. And if that did take away from the actual work they're doing to try and research building AGI, maybe that was like the straw that broke, but they hadn't been communicating well about that or resolving it or moderating it. Like it could be just as simple as that. And they just don't have the social skills to know how poorly this was going to go.
Yeah, that's kind of what the Atlantic article alludes to, is that there's this riff internally. And then with the GPT rollout last or 2 weeks ago, it came as a surprise internally to some of the folks on the security side.
Yeah.
Which is astounding. It's like, this is the CEO. How is he not briefing everybody about it beforehand? Like, what? Are you just not listening? Are you like playing World of Warcraft in the meeting and ignoring it? Like, what?
Yeah.
How do you not know? And I guess maybe he's just not communicating. He's on that tour talking with people, you know, and so maybe he wasn't around. I don't really know. But it just seems, yeah, I guess that you're right. I'm disappointed if that's the case, because I just assume that they're more new. I don't even know. I was going to say nuanced. But I guess just generally it comes down to like being like much more capable.
Yeah. Dude, freaking people are people, man.
I'm blown away.
I know. It's fascinating to watch. And for me, one of the things that I've just tried to be like is I can't control whatever they're going to do. But I am operating under the assumption that at least access to the API will exist.
Yeah.
And there's something that people kept tweeting about called the chaos ladder, which is like a quote from Game of Thrones. But like when things are chaotic, you can kind of move up the ladder and take advantage of when things are super. They're kind of saying that's what Sacha's doing, is taking advantage of the chaos by getting a lot of the team members and positioning Microsoft, but also just from like somebody building on AI when everybody thinks the world's on fire and you won't be able to build with AI anymore. It's like kind of the perfect time to continue building the fun things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Almost the opposite. It's actually encouraged me more to build some things that I've been wanting to build. I've been playing around since yesterday with like, okay, let's build some fun stuff.
Cool.
Because that's way more motivating than thinking about how OpenAI is like potentially ruining their business model, which, you know, it's still the most capable reasoning engine out there. They have a bunch of cool stuff, and I don't think their API or their models are going anywhere. So I'm excited to keep building with them. What it means for the consumer side, like the GPT store, to be determined, I guess. That's something that you and I are both very heavily involved in and building on. So, you know, that puts us in a little bit of a mix up, but I think regardless, there's still so many things that you can build and so much opportunity, and everybody's building similar LLM. So even if they really did tank it and they didn't let people use it as much, there's other places to go that you can pretty easily port over the things that you're building to. So I don't think it's going to be the end of AI, but it was not on my bingo card. They've been doing so well, man.
I know, it's crazy. It's like it's like that meme of the dude riding the cartoon of the guy riding the bicycle and he's going straight. And then he puts an iron rod into his own front spoke and flips the bike.
Yeah. It's
like, what are you doing? Why would you ever, what makes you think this is a good idea? This makes zero sense to anybody watching. And you have the internal perspective. You're behind the curtain. Why would you think that this is a good idea?
Yeah.
I really, the more that we talk about it, the more that I think that you're right, because it's so easy to sit on Twitter and read all these tweets from people who really don't have any more information. And if they do, it's shocking because apparently no one had the information on Friday.
Yeah.
And so it's like, well, how did you get more context? You probably don't have any. But if there's so many people screaming and yelling, the board's got to resign, they got to bring back Sam, OpenAI is going to crash. I had to stop, not only stop following, but like block certain people from even showing up on my timeline, because I'm so sick of hearing them scream and yell. They're like, they're pontificating their stupidity. Mm-hmm. Despite their like success, or at least how successful they think they are. And so like, there are a lot of people saying like OpenAI is going to completely fail and burn. I really think that's a completely San Francisco bubble attitude that really lacks an understanding of the customer that is here, because there are still people using the plugins. There are still people signing up net new customers for the plugin. And there are also so many people that don't even use Twitter. It assumes that the world is all on Twitter and every single user sees this, which I know can't be the case.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, we have 10 customers. Yeah.
Yeah. If you look at, they said they have 100 million weekly active users. And like some of these posts are getting seen a few million times. Over 90% of people who use ChatGPT aren't really clued into the drama. Mm-hmm. And also they're probably not as tied to the fact that they don't care about the board. They just care that they get to use it and it's cool and it helps them out for the most part. And, you know, internal struggles, like if they screw up or if 90% of their staff leaves, then yeah, it will definitely affect the product. And like if they reallocate resources and you can't use ChatGPT as much, or they roll back models, definitely people use it less. But if they don't, those people aren't particularly going to go anywhere, especially if they like the product, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, so what happened? So hypothetically, it's very hard for me to believe that 600 of the 700 employees leave. So let's say that that happens.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? You do that because your boss was fired inexplicably? Why would you not just remove the four people who made that decision instead? It just does not compute with me.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Funniest thing is, yeah, of all the people who've signed that letter saying fire the board, both, I think three of the board members are on there, Ilya, Mura, and another guy. But they're basically signed a thing saying, yeah, fire us for what happened. That way everybody doesn't leave, which is crazy.
So ultimately it just is, this is, okay. So I think you, okay. What? So you're truly right that these people are so really, really, really good at math and science, but socially inept. And so they lack the ability to pick up the phone and call Sam and be like, hey, what the fuck? And instead they're just like, hey, let's fire this guy. And then these three professors are like, yes, let's do it without even thinking about it. And then that on a Friday night, they do that because they're dumb. What? This makes no sense at all. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah. Also, these people are under, they're feeling the pressure of having, of building towards AGI and having, you know, 100 million people using something they have every week, but also maybe they're, what they think the company should be is slowly getting further away. Like GPTs aren't AGI. They're not going to be AGI, and they're not going to help like Ilya create AGI because they're basically doing that on the model side through doing research. And this is all supposed to help, one, give people access so they're not scared when AGI comes, but two, you know, give people access to tools to build things, to do fun, like interesting things that maybe they wouldn't think about. But yeah, it just seems to me that it's that kind of schism where they made a really bad decision and didn't talk to them. And now they want to roll it back. Cause it seems like the majority of the board who voted to fire him now wants him back because they didn't realize how important he was to all the people that were working there who looked up to him and talked to him all the time. You know, I think Sam's and Greg are probably better with people than them.
And yeah, more clearly.
Employees, yeah.
There's a reason they're the ones going in front of Congress and in front of the UK, and they're the ones who are the ambassador. I'm sorry, Sam is not Greg, but Sam is the ambassador. I can't believe that they didn't. I mean, that to me was the biggest shock. Is like, this is the guy who literally this week was in London at the safety conference on behalf of the organization speaking, and you're going to now like chop out his credibility for what reason? And they still haven't provided a reason. So I really don't understand. I feel like there has to be a reason, but maybe that's just me being really naive and these people are just socially inept.
Yeah. It's very possible.
I can't believe that. How do they not hire PR people who are socially capable? How is that not a priority?
Yeah.
I mean, glaring misuse of like funds.
Yeah. It's been such a cool thing to be like, you know, OpenAI is the biggest growing company in the world with less than 1,000 employees, which sounds very cool. But then when you realize, oh, there's less than 1,000 employees and they're in their own bubble where they're winning constantly and building these amazing things, but then they act like a company with less than 1,000 people, that's like an early stage startup, which is gut-wrenching.
Yeah,
clearly. And hot, saucy gossip in the tech world. It is fascinating to see Twitter as, like, this is why I don't think Twitter /X will go away at any moment, like anytime. Up-to-date information, insider information, funny takes, entertainment, like it's hard to not watch that, even though we know most of these people don't have any context. But the CEO of Microsoft, Sam, Greg, and all the main players at OpenAI, including the employees, are interacting through this, and everybody gets a like a bird's eye view into it, which is such a weird experience that pre-Twitter nobody would have had. You know, you would have had to wait for news or interviews, and it's real time. I mean, it happened over the weekend, which is crazy.
I know,
and they're putting out announcements last night after midnight.
I know, I was trying to keep up. I woke up and there's whole new news. I like was went yeah. to bed at 1 and I was reading it, about it for hours. Then I woke up immediately to it, reading more about it because it had changed.
Yeah, it's wild.
I know, I couldn't believe it. It's really astounding. It's like it's been honestly pretty crazy. It doesn't make any sense. I really thought that it would make more sense. I'm shocked. Yeah.
It's a fascinating human experiment. Like,
I know that's the thing. It's like, how are we gonna like? Why do people think it's a good idea? Why would we not want something that's a better reasoning engine than us? Because clearly we suck at it. Like, if this is a good like, there's no better example of how poor of reasoners we are than this. Yeah. It seems. Like,
I know, it's fascinating, dude. It's so I'm saying fascinating so much, but it's the only way I can describe it because it definitely isn't hopeful or optimistic, and doesn't, you know. Sometimes I get worried. I'm like, all these geniuses are going to build all these AI apps and I'll never have time to build anything. I'm like, oh no, we all still kind of have monkey brains.
Exactly.
And it's really hard to go against that human nature of some of these primal instincts that lead to drama that is unnecessary and things that are counter to, you know, building these really cool systems that we all have access to build now.
Yeah. Yeah, I do take a lot of solace in the fact that it's a very global community of people who use the product. Not everybody even speaks English. Not everybody reads English. And so much of this like stupidity and gossip, I think that a lot of people probably feel the way that we do about it. At least the way I feel, really frustrated and confused and sort of like, just like this is a waste of, it feels like we're in middle school. I hate it in middle school. It's like, dude, stop it. What are you yelling and screaming and fighting about? This is fine. Like you're just being dumb. And it feels like that. It feels like a huge waste of time, waste of energy, waste of, like, everybody's screaming and yelling. Twitter spaces are so unproductive right now. It's like, dude, just take it easy. Like, let's actually just focus on what's interesting about this. But yeah, I don't know. I don't mean to seem like I'm so pure. I'm really not. And I have a monkey brain. And
I expect
these people to not act this way, I guess is my point.
Yeah. We always think other people are going to act, you know, with the best intentions.
Yeah.
Clearly they don't.
Yeah,
it's going to be interesting. We'll see, you know, a week from now, there's really no way to know what these companies are going to be like between Microsoft, OpenAI.
Yeah, dude, seriously. Okay, so maybe that's what we do is hot takes as we talk about what we think will happen.
Yeah, let's do it. I'll go first. I think the board's going to be, my take is that Sam and Greg will go back to OpenAI before the end of the week or within a week. Yeah, and they retain most of the employees, and the board will be fired, and there will be a new board with more people that are level-headed. Like, they'll choose a wider group of people to make the votes harder to just can somebody. I'm assuming Sam will be back as CEO, most likely. That seems like what OpenAI employees want and why they're all willing to walk out. And Microsoft would be cool with it because they'll probably negotiate something that gives them a little bit more leverage into, you know, the stack vote, even though they already have so much invested in them. I think it's in their best interest to have OpenAI really continuing what they're doing. Because that seems like the smartest thing. It seems like once the adults settle everything down and they negotiate enough, it'll be that, and there'll be some governance changes to make it so that they can't do something this drastic again. But that's what I see. What do you think?
I like that take. I think that would really be helpful. I think for like everybody to just, stop screaming and yelling. The thing for me that it is, there are a lot of people being very emotional about I'm quitting, and it's, I can only imagine from like an HR perspective how I don't mean to be like the weird guy who talks about like the actual practicalities of it, but it's like, how do you actually, so what do? You just tell everybody who quit that they're welcome back?
Yeah. I guess like a moment of leniency based on there's so many of them. Like hundreds.
That's what my point is, like, it seems like it's the damage is done.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's really much of a company left if they lose that many people. It seems like it could be OpenAI is a team of less than 100 people, and then they have to considerably scale back. They won't have the resources to manage things like ChatGPT Plus and some of their API stuff. Like, things will start breaking most likely with a smaller team.
Yeah. And then it's like, so then what do you, if that happens, what do you even compare this to? This would be probably historic and be unlike anything that's ever happened. I can only think of Napster. Like, what's another example of a company that failed so gloriously? I don't think that there's nearly as big an example, because this was the fastest growing consumer app in history.
Yeah.
And so it's pretty uncomparable from that perspective. But then, like, is there anything even close? The only thing I can think of, like I said, is Napster, which is like a kind of a joke in comparison. Yeah.
Right. Or like an AOL.
Yes. Yeah. Something like that's probably more accurate. Yeah.
But they were around for longer. Yeah. And then they probably had a slower decline over years.
Yeah. Like, this is precipitous to do it in less than a year from launching the app to then failing. I guess it'd be an 8-year journey in total, but it's like, feels like it's very rapid.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how the reputation of an organization can really erode over the course of just a couple of days.
Yeah. So fast. A testament to the fact that things can just go away from you like that, you know?
Especially
if you don't appreciate your employees, or if you're not really locked into what's in their best interest or making decisions in their best interest, you know?
Yeah. I know. I'm stabbed. I love your take. I don't want to change. I don't have a well-informed thing. I really, really was shocked when they went to Microsoft. That was news I woke up to that I was so surprised by. I really did not think that was going to happen, because I think of them as being like a slow-moving, glacial pace style organization, where Sam Altman, who's like incubated thousands of companies through YC, would want nothing to do with. Yeah. I certainly want nothing to do with it. And I admire Sam, because I think that I admire him for the reasons that he would not want to go there. And so it's like, I mean,
it's been a good deal. Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, the thing is, the guy literally shits money. Like, he's not doing it for money. So, like, are they just giving him, they said he'd be his own CEO within like its own organization within Microsoft. But it's like, what does that mean? Like, he just was ousted from a board of a similar structured organization, where I guess that there was a nonprofit element, which is different, but it's like, how different is this? Like, I don't know. I thought he was going to go start his own thing with Greg. And then it's like, oh, the flood of talent. They could literally choose anybody they want. Also, my take on Friday, which I told Eric, was OpenAI is going to hire Elon, which didn't happen. But this guy that they brought in from Stripe is obviously, he's really involved in this industry. And he seems to be more in line in terms of like the doomerism than, or more in line with Ilya. Which is
he's the co-founder of Twitch.
Oh, I'm sorry, not Stripe. Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry, you Twitch. Yeah, Twitch. I'm sorry.
Yeah, which is interesting. Yeah. it's a freaking AI soap opera right now that we're living through, which is fun, I guess. It gives us the fact that we can rip for 40 minutes about what's happening. It's just a testament to how weird and out of character it is to go from being the leading AI company to like completely in turmoil and losing all of your employees over the course of 3 days. Astounding.
Makes no sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get out of here, because this is silly.
Last thing I got to say, I saw a tweet that said the only way that this makes any sense is if a time traveler came back and caused this. And I didn't throw that out there in the hot take, but that's my other one. The time traveler came back and they're like, you need to fire Sam now.
Oh, that's very funny.
Yeah.
It honestly makes more sense than what I think actually happened, of just like people being inept.
Yeah, right. I know. All right, let's call it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, cool. All right, sweet. Well, we'll see all y'all soon next week. And happy Thanksgiving to those who celebrate.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
All right, thanks. Josiah Sorn, shout out. Thanks, man. And we'll see you here soon. Ciao. Yeah.